that a boyal nida is not like the isha itself, the nida. The verse says loy. Maybe no, that's not the chiddush in the brayso. Liyolam lo tumasim. Maybe really the brayso is just telling us that both of them are tummy for 7 days. Although the kasha was treated whatever nida is for, and seifa itzrich loy. The seifa tells us that what ela shachomim imenu boyal nida shematama mishkav u'moishiv betuma kalo letuma oichlo lemashkin. The end of the brayso is what we need. The pshita, they both have tumah 7 days, that's pshita. Now, telling us there's a chayma, though, of a boyal nida over a tumah meis. That a boyal nida, a man that was boyal nisha, nida, those 7 days, he's so tumah that he's matama mishka b'moshev. Anything he sits on and lies on, he's matamarit. Betuma kala, with a small tumah, letame oisla mashkin. That thing is not like an ava tumah, could be matama person. It's only like a tumah kalam. Let's say it sits on a chair. That chair becomes tummy now that it could be matama oichlin or mashkin. That's called tumah kalam. But that chair is not so chamer to be matama man. A nida herself, when she sits on a chair, her mishkav is mamashanava tumah. That if a man touches it, he becomes tummy. But a boyal nida, his mishkav is not so strong as the ish itself. His mishkav is only letumah kalam. It makes like a tumah, true. For what? For oichlin or mashkin touches it. That's the chiddush, that a boyal nida has this din more than a tumah meis.
All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding that vavam abeis. Again, in the middle of the shaila, a boyal nida, a man that's boyal nisha, she's a nida, so we say he's tumah for 7 days. The shaila is, could he be tevel by daytime or only by nighttime like a nida is? That was the shaila in the Gemara. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from a brisa that says that boyal nida is ketame meis. So it says, my love letfila, that just like a ketame meis, he can be tevel in the mikvah on the seventh day. Who would be in a boyal nida? So Mara says, no, it could be a boyal nida has a din like a nida only at night time. Now the chiddush is that it's only tame for 7 days like a ketame meis. So Mara says that was pshita. So Mara says, seif itzrich lei. Elo wat shechomor mimenu boyal nida, shematama mishkav u'moishov, that the Seif is telling us the Chiddush that the boil need in one prat is more chomer than a tummy mace. A tummy mace, if he sits on something, he doesn't make a tumas mishka b'moshev. It's only what he touches, like Rashi says. Shematama mishka b'moshev. Afilu eser mutzois zu agav zu. You have like 10 sheets, one on top of another. The tummy mace ain't a matam elamaga. If a person that touched a mace, even though he's a navatumma, he only is matam to something that he touches. But if he's on top of 10 sheets, the bottom sheet, or the even one underneath the first one, doesn't become tumah. There's no tumas mishkav amoshev. Mashenkim, by a boyal nida, he has this chaymer that what he sits on, even though it's underneath him, he's not touching it, still it becomes tumah. But the chiddush is not mamish like a nida, that the mishkav of a nida is an ava tumah to matam a person also, but rather it only makes a tumas kalam. That if Oichlin or Mashkim touch that chair or touch what he sat on, becomes tummy, but not a person. Like Rashi says, Latame Oichlin or Mashkin, for loy metam odin bekelim, kishar kol oise mishka b'moshev, going zav is zav of a nida. A real nida, when she sits on something, it becomes like an avatuma, that it's even metam a person and odin. Or metzerish a tumosam avatuma latame yodin bekelim. That's by a real zav is zav of a nida. Avo boyal nida, Sivbei kol ha-mishka v'ashiyishka v'olov yitma is nitko yakosiv mituma chamura de mishka v'nida atzma shematam odin gersiv v'chol ha-shiyga v'mishka v'il mutuma kalol tam yechlo namashkin. The apostle is telling it, takes it out of the first parasha of nida to give it its own din, that it's only mitam o'ichlo namashkin. Because dila tzmuya chamura lishtekro minei. If a boil nida would have the same halach like a nida, the Torah should have kept quiet. So the Torah says that a boil nida has the tum of nida. So what does the Torah have to say? It's mishkav is tomei. El Maritol Sechidish, that the mishkav of a boil nida is not the same thing like a nida. A nida's mishkav is an avatumah. A boil nida's mishkav only can make oichlen or mashkim tomei, but it cannot be matam in odin. Toshima. So back to our shayla. What's the loch of a man that's boil nisha to nida, that he's tummy 7 days, could he be tevel in the mikvah on the seventh day, or does he have to wait till the night of the seventh day? Toshma de toni Rebbe Chiya, ha zav yazova, a man that's a zav, or else an isha that's a zova. Via mitzera, somebody has mitzeras, u mitzeras, an isha had mitzeras, u boyal nida, a man that was boyal nisha, and that she's a nida. the tummy mace, or else the person that touched the mace, he's tummy for 7 days. But I call upon him after the 7 days is tfilos and b'yoyim. They have a right to be tovel in the mikvah b'yoyim by daytime. To see clearly, a boil nida is not as chomer as the nida itself, but he could be tovel the daytime on the 7th day. Mashenke nida v'yoledis, mashenke isha, that's a nida, or when she gives birth, even if she didn't see any dam, just the fact she gave birth is tfilos and b'laylam. Then after the 7 days for a nida, or else you'll let this depends, when the kever it's 14 days, for zach it's 7 days, then she can be tevel dafka balayla. It's tiyufta, I call upon him, it's tiyufta, according to the man Diyoma, that wanted to say that a boil nida has the same halacha like an isha nida, that he could only be tevel at night time. Here it's enough in the Bryce, it says not like that, that a boil nida could be tevel by daytime. Yeah. So maybe it's good posture, why we're only mafresh to Kohen Gadol 7 days in advance. Because even if the day night before he was boil of Sufik Nida, Hakopon will come to 7th day, he can be tovel by daytime. Therefore, at night time, it's a Harish Shemesh already. So by Yom Kippur, he's Torah Lagami. For the morning now, Nukasha. The Yad Shato Mafrishoi, Mitumas Besoi, why does the Mishnah say there's a mitzvah to take the Kohen Gadol away from his wife the 7 days before Yom Kippur? Hafrishu Mitumas Hameis. Why aren't we afraid that maybe he'll touch a person that has Tumas Mace on him? Or maybe he'll come in contact with people, and maybe somebody will die right in front of the Kohen Gadol and make the Kohen Gadol Tumay. Because there should be a takona that nobody should be able to touch the Kohen Gadol those 7 days. Hey, why aren't we afraid somebody will die right in front of the Kohen Gadol? Like Rashi says, V'yad shato mafrishoi mitumas beisoi v'shar kolodim nichnos and v'yotzim etzloim. The Mishnah only says take him away from his wife, but anybody else could come in and give him shalom aleichem and talk to him. Is hefrishoi mitumas meis? Why aren't we afraid to take the Kohen Gadol away from any chshash to become tummy from a tummy meis? V'loi yehei kolodim nichnos and v'yotzim etzloi. Nobody should be allowed to go near the Kohen Gadol these 7 days. Shem yomus meis olav. Maybe the person that comes to visit the Kohen Gadol will die, and he'll touch the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol will become tamei. Or else other people say, and the first say, that maybe somebody come in to see him, that person is a tamei mace, and he'll be matam with the Kohen. So why does the Mishnah only worry about taking the Kohen Gadol away from his wife? Why aren't we afraid that he shouldn't see anybody? Nobody should come near him those 7 days, good day, nobody should die or touch him when they're a tamei mace. And the Mefarshim and the Daik, that it doesn't have to cash like do both. The Chura in this Takana would be both. The Takana now is nobody should come near him. So included in nobody is his wife also. So that it, like this one new Takana should be. That nobody at all should be able to come near the Kohen Gadol. Not only his wife, but who I did, nobody should be able to come near him. Have the Gemara, Amar Rav Tachlipam, Avu the Rav Huna, Mishmei the Rava, that Zaysa Meris, from our Mishnah Taraya, that Tumes Hameis, Hutra Hibetzibur. That no, it's Hutra. And what are we afraid? Maybe the Kohen Gadol will touch a mace. Even if the Kohen Gadol touches a mace, so he has Tumas mace on him. So even though Stamazli is not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash, but since on Yom Kippur, what the Kohen Gadol does is taking care of the Avodas of the Tzibur, he's doing the Kabbalas of the Tzibur, the Klal is Tumas mace is Hutra Betzibur. Anything you're doing, any korban you bring it for the Tzarech of the Tzibur, even though you're a Tumas mace, still you're allowed to do it. And not only is it the Chuyah, but it's hutra. Hutra means it's hutra lagamri. You don't have to worry about it. Even if you could get out of it, you don't have to worry about getting out of it. It's mamash hutra. It's heter gomer. It's mutter to do it. Therefore, we don't have to be afraid about the Kohen Gadol the 7 days beforehand to take away everybody that they shouldn't touch him if they're a tamei mace. No, even if he does become a tamei mace. So what? It's hutra hibitzibur. That's what Rav Tachlifa Abu Rav Huna said. The name of Rava. So Rashi says, hutra hibitzibur. By Pesach Sheni, the Pesach says, if a person is Tomei, he's pushed off the Pesach Sheni. But if the Tzibur is Tomei, they're allowed to bring the Pesach Rishon. All the Karbonas the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur are considered like a Karbon Tzibur. So therefore, it's Hutra B'Tzibur. So even if the Kohen is Tomei Meis, so what? Still he's allowed to do the Avodah. Rashi asked the Kasha, I, the Yaf Korban Shaloi, Deiches Atuma. But I call upon him on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to bring a par and the ayil for himself. That's like a Korban Yochid. It's his own private Korban. So if the Kohen Gadol is a Tomei Meis, how could he bring his own karbonis? So Rashi says, the yaf korban shaloi doichi as a tumah. It's still allowed to do it, even though he's tummy. Why? Sherei zman kavua. That's one reason. About this korban, the zman kavua, it has to be brought today. Mashm, any korban that has a zman kavua, it has to be brought at that time. It's hutra b'tzibur. It's hutra b'tumah. Has decided why a korban pesach or the korban tzibur is hutra b'tzibur, the tumah, is because the korban has to be brought today. So any korban that has a chiyuv on this zman that has to be brought today, it's mutter to do it even though you tell me. Here also, the kohen gadol, even though he has a chiyuv to bring his own private two karbonis, but those karbonis have a chiyuv to be brought today. So since it's a zman kavua, it's also hutra b'tumah. Another teretz is the karbonoi, or the ritvos gerus should be the ukarbon tzibur of a karbon tzibur toliboy. The gerus should be the karbonum tluyaboy. Another svara that even though the kohen gadol brings two private karbonis, but the karbon tzibur that he brings for the tzibur are totally in his karbonis. That if he doesn't bring his own two karbonis, he can't bring the karbon for the tzibur. Thus the avodas yom kippur are totally zeh b'zeh. So since we need his korban for the sake of the tzibur, because if the kohen gadol doesn't bring his own two karbonis, then he can't bring the other karbonis for the tzibur. So it's mainly also considered like a korban tzibur. These are two terutzim Rashi says. It's the karbonim tluyaboy. The other karbonis, the korban tzibur, is totally in his private korban. So therefore his private korban also has a lacham like a korban tzibur, and therefore he could bring it even though he's tummy. So therefore we're not afraid if the kohen gadol will become tummy. Even if it becomes tumah neis, so what? Still he could do the avodah on Yom Kippur. We only afraid if it be a boil nidah, then we're afraid. Or else it be, because if it's a boil nidah, then he's tummy for 7 days, and tumas nidah is not hutra b'tzibur, it's not hutra by karbonis. It's only tumas meis that's hutra by a korban. So that's what Robert said. Ravina Amar, Ravina says no. Afilu teima tumas meis b'chuyihi b'tzibur. Afilu, you want to tell me that the korban tzibur is allowed to be brought for tumah? It's not the pshat, it's hutra, it's mama sheheti, you're allowed to do it. It's only the chuya. That means if you have no other way out, you're allowed to do it that way. But metchila, if you have a way to do it b'tayra, your badafka is supposed to do it b'tayra. Like we'll soon say, that's the machloikis. So Ravina is saying, Afilu, you want to tell me the din is tumah is only the chuyihi b'tzibur. So the main of the kasher is then that lechatchila you're not supposed to do it b'tumah. So then why don't we have a takon in the Mishnah that a kohen gadol should stay away from everybody, because nobody should die next to him, or he shouldn't touch a person that has tumas meis? The teretz is tumas hameis leshchiach. That's not shchiach. It's not shchiach. You want to make a takon, nobody could come in contact with the kohen gadol those 7 days, because we're afraid maybe they'll die. That's not shchiach. A live person that comes to speak to the kohen gadol, we're not talking about a geisus, a guy that's dying and he's sick. We're talking about a healthy person. It's not shchiach for a healthy person all of a sudden to die in front of the kohen gadol. So therefore, tumas meis is called lo shchiach. Ma'ashen kein tumas beis shchicha. That our Mishnah is afraid that maybe he'll be with his wife and she'll become a neder right after the tashmis or b'shas tashmis. That's called more shchiach. So Tzvos speaks out not that this is really shchiach. This happens often. Havad, it doesn't happen so often either that b'shas tashmis your wife should become a neder. Just means this is more shchiach. This can happen more often than a case that a person would die when he stopped talking to the kohen gadol. Like that's lo shchiach klal, that to ask the people not to come to speak with the kohen gadol to touch him, that maybe they'll die. That's not shchiach at all. Mashenkin for his wife to become a neder, that could happen. That's possible. Could happen, even though it's also not so shchiach. But it's more shchiach than somebody dying in front of the kohen gadol. Therefore, the Mishnah only makes a takana if we're afraid of his wife, that he has to stay away from his wife for 7 days. Mashenkin, during those 7 days, whoever wants to could talk to kohen gadol, could talk to people, be in contact with people. So tomorrow, now itma, we learned like this: tumas hameis. Not that we say if a kohen is tummy, he touched a mace. Is Rav Nachman omar hutra he b'tzibur? The halacha is if a kohen wants to bring a korban tzibur, it's mamash hutra. Like even if you could find the kohen tahor, you don't have to. You're allowed to take metchila kohen tummy. I will soon see two mishnayos in Rav Nachman. But that's Rav Nachman shita that tum is called hutra he b'tzibur. It's not a din of dechuya that b'dieved you're allowed to do it. No metchila it's hutra. It's mamash a het gomer. There's no difference between a tum and a het and a tahor by a korban tzibur. Rav Sheshi Sama, no. Dechuyah hi b'tzibur. That we say a korban tzibur is allowed to be brought b'tumah, it's only dechuyah if you have no other way out. But metchila, you have to try and get a kohen that's tahor to do it. Trashi tochuihi b'tzibur afal pi shakorban tzibur doicher oisa. Even though the Torah says a korban tzibur, you're allowed to bring it b'tuma. Are the b'kushi hutra? It's like very hard. The Torah was matter it. V'loi het to gum. It's not like really you're allowed to do it that way. V'chomadim etzina ladurim adrinan. Anything we could do to make it be brought only b'tayra, you're supposed to do it. Shayasa b'tayra. Anything we could do to let only a koyin Torah do it, we're supposed to do it. That's Rosh Hashanah's shita. But the machlokes Rav Nachman and Rosh Hashanah's is tuma hutra b'tzibur or tuma tchuyi b'tzibur. So we're asked two lashonis now. One lashon is heicha de'ikah tumeyim u'tahorim b'hu beisav. And beisav always, that means these are the kohanim that are set aside to do the avoda today. It's every day had another beisav. So you should divide it up in every day of the week. So the first shita is, if in today's kohanim, let's say you have 20 kohanim that could do avoda today, 10 of them are tumeyim and 10 of them are tahorim, so then we say kula yalma lepliga de tahorim. The first shita is that even according to Rav Nachman, that tumah is hutra b'tzibur, but if your mamish have a choice, you have a kohen Torah right there, that today his base av, he's supposed to do the avoda today, avadi is supposed to let the tahorim do it. Is tahorim avdi, tumeyim lo yavdi. We don't let the tumeyim do it. Now, keep pligi, where is the machlokes then, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes? Lahadura yelasuya teirim beis av achrini. The question is, we're all the kahanim that are supposed to work today are all tumeim. But we have other kahanim that today is not the beis av, but they could do avoida. That's the machlokes. But Rav Nachman nomer hetihi betzibor vulahim adrinin. Rav Nachman says, of all the kahanim that are supposed to work today are all tumeim, we don't have to look for anybody else. Take another kohen. You're allowed to let them do it. B'tumah. Rav Shesha Sama, Rav Shesha says, no, d'chuyihi b'tzibur. That's how we're going to let kahanim tumeyim bring a korban tzibur, that's only d'chuy. Means if you have no other choice, no other way out, v'heter, b'dik, p'kusha, you're allowed to do it. M'melo madrinan. If you could find other kahanim, even though it's not that day to work today, still, if you could find other kahanim, go and find other kahanim. That's where the machlokes Rav Shesha argues. But in the case where mamish today, you have kahanim there that are tahorim, even Rav Nachman holds, you're supposed to use them. That's the first lashon. And ikah the army, another lashon is no. That afilo heichad ikah tahorim. Even if in today's beis av, the kahanim that are supposed to work today, mamish you have 5 tahorim and 5 tumeim, the ikah tahorim or tumeim, but who beis av, in today's kahanim, you have half and half, pligi. Still there's a machlokes. That Rav Nachman, polig Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman still argues. The Omer and says, Avdi Nami Tumeim. Rav Nachman says, even though today your mamash have 5 Karnim that are Tumeim, so what? If the 5 Karnim that are Tumeim want to bring the Korban, they're allowed to bring a Korban Tzibur. He says, the mamash Hutra, that Negeah to a Korban Tzibur, is as if the Torah never said the Pasha of Tumeim, Tuma. So even though this Korban is Tuma, is Tumeim, so what? The Torah never said a Pasha of Tuma, Negeah to a Korban Tzibur, if it's Tuma Meis. So if even though you have Karnim that are Tumeim, so what? These kahanim that are tumeim are allowed to bring the korban. That's Rav Nachman Shita. The Yomer Avdi Nami Tumeim. Why the whole tumas meis b'tzibur is Rachmona Sharya.